From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of November 18th, 2019. This week, imagine you're at a water conference among a crowd gathered for a panel discussion on this question. What's in the water, about which we don't know enough? Have a listen for about 15 seconds to some answers that panel might give.
Pharmaceuticals and personal care products.
Flame retardants.
Hormones.
Perfluorinated compounds.
Antibiotics.
Microplastics and microfibers.
Engineered nanomaterials.
You've been listening to the names of seven categories of substances, known collectively as emerging contaminants, or more precisely, contaminants of emerging concern, CECs for short. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, aquatic CECs are substances which have been found in surface waters or groundwater and which may have harmful effects on aquatic life or human health, but which are not currently regulated or routinely monitored. Some CECs have only recently been detected in water bodies, while others have previously been known to occur, but their presence or significance is only now becoming a concern. The seven groups of CECs you heard called out are the subject of Emerging Contaminants in the Waters of Virginia, an October 2019 report by the Academic Advisory Committee to the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality. The report was written by Kang Zia of Virginia Tech and published by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which coordinates the Academic Advisory Committee. Here are some important points from the report. CECs can be found in water, sediments, aquatic organisms, and soils. Major sources of these seven groups of CECs are wastewater, the biosolids remaining after wastewater treatment, animal manure, solid waste landfills, and atmospheric deposition. These groups of CECs can include many individual substances. For example, over 3,000 substances are currently known in the perfluorinated compounds group. The large number of substances presents analytical and monitoring challenges. Antibiotics have been reported from water, groundwater, and drinking water in Virginia, potentially contributing to the development of antibiotic resistance. And the World Health Organization has called antibiotic resistance one of the most important global health challenges of the 21st century. Microplastics, either those used in many items, such as textiles and personal care products, or those resulting from disintegration of plastic debris, are found in many aquatic environments and organisms. But relatively little research has been done on their occurrence in Virginia. And overall, despite the valuable contributions of this new report, much is still unknown about the occurrence of CECs in Virginia and the risks they may pose. The report is available through the Virginia Water Center's website at vwrc.vt.edu. Thanks to several Virginia Tech colleagues for lending their voices to this episode. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.